November 17, 2013, morning service. Today we are going to start from 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Paul and the Holy Spirit are emphasizing and warning us that in the latter days of the church history, which is now the end time, there will be evil spirits seducing people away from the faith. We will not have to worry about this teaching if we were to be in the beginning or the middle time of the church history, but since this is about now, we have to be very mindful about this warning. Paying a little attention and paying attention fully makes a big difference. When I was with another church, I was working and I was also a student at a seminary school trained to be a pastor and was also attending this church. And every Saturday, the church had a class about international missionary. And since I was working, I could not attend the class every week, but when I could, I did. And I even went to Jerusalem with the program. And in the class, we were repeatedly told to be careful for pickpockets. When I heard about it, I never really thought much of it because I had never left Japan before. Anyway, I prayed much and I also talked to my boss at work and was allowed to take a few weeks off to go to Jerusalem. And I went there with my family, all four of us. We went to Egypt first and from there we went to Jerusalem like the Exodus. And I was stunned that there were so many thieves and pickpockets there. I know I did not look like I had money, but I guess they were drawn to me because I did not look so threatening. They would open up a map to block my view, and beneath the map, they tried to open up my waist pouch. They did not succeed. They're very close to, but they're very skillful. You think the waist pouch is so safe because it's right on your body, so you put all the important things there. But I was so close to be robbed, hearing about it and experiencing two different things. I thought that. I'm giving you this as an example because regarding the passage we just read, casually reading about the seducing spirits in the end time and diligently preparing for it. Two different things. I believe the seducing spirits are at work because many so-called Christians are so laid back about the whole thing, saying that the church would not be judged or they would not be judged once they become a Christian and they will be lifted up before the tribulation, and they're so relaxed about it. To me, they're all evil doctrines. Since they do not have any urgency, and they're so relaxed about it, it might almost seem like they have faith. But I do think they're under the influence of the seducing spirit. The same thing happened when Jesus was on the earth. He was teaching with much urgency, but other Jews had none of that. Jesus asked them why they cannot discern the time, since they did not discern that they were soon to receive the judgment from God. But they had the seducing spirits in them. Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, weep for yourselves and for your children, for the time will come when you will say, 'Blessed are the childless women, the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' And they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.'" But other people who were listening to him did not feel the urgency. I think it is the same now. I sense the urgency, so I send out the newsletters to warn people, but some even respond with anger, saying that they do not want to hear from us anymore and they do not know what's going on, since I do believe that many are blind because they are under the deceiving spirits. The verse saying, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devils. The doctrine here, doctrines of devils or demons, the Bible says, here, teaching of the devils do not only consist of doing something horrendous like human sacrifice in front of the altar, but it also can appear to be, it can appear to be a nice teaching which makes you, it makes your spiritual guard down and relax. And in the end, that would lead you to destruction. Same thing happened to King Ahab, and he had 400 prophets telling him the same wonderful things, and he believed, and then the king ended up losing his life. And here, the teaching of the evil spirits in Japanese is actually written in English as the doctrines of devils. Doctrine is something more than teaching. Doctrine has the principle belief, which is constant and does not change. So you're intellectually convinced. That's why some people are convinced by some false doctrines like end time teaching. I heard them preaching about the end of the church era, and when the Jew experienced the great tribulation, we the church would be lifted up first and that sort of thing. Some well-known preacher was telling us, I remember, the church era is very short and we will be entering into the era of Jews. Now that I think about it, it is a teaching of the devil. I know that devil and demons are beings with personality just like us, and they're smarter than us and live longer than us and stronger than us and bigger than us in power. And since they're intelligent, they use such doctrines to allure us away from the real truth, and many become deceived. The same thing with the criminals nowadays. They now do thorough research about the targeting family's background, and they call up the family pretending to be a lawyer or police officer and tell them that their son is in trouble and tell them to send them money to bail him out. And many get deceived because the criminals come up with a believable story and mention real names. I see a police car patrolling and announcing in my neighborhood to watch out for this scheme. So I know there's too many victims who still believe and be deceived, although there are already many news about such crimes reported in the news every single day. Doctrines of the devil tend to be convincing, and they could look like a solution for the current situation we are in. The criminal's number one goal is to steal your money. The devil's number one goal is to steal our eternal life. So do not take this lightly, since I myself never received any teaching or warning on this subject. I spent much of my youth listening to false teachings like Christians would not experience the Great Tribulation and such. We are really in the end time. This is inevitable. And we happen to become Christians in this era, so do not be allured away from the faith and lose eternal life. We have to be like Daniel and his three friends, who did not lose faith till the very end and never surrendered to foreign gods. But the devil teachings tells us that we will not suffer from tribulation or judgment, nor have to believe that one day they are coming. The verse 2, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. The Japanese translation says, the liars speak in hypocrisy, but the King James Version says, speaking lies in hypocrisy. The meaning is slightly different, but it is important, because if you look at all the false doctrines, they all derive from hypocrisy. For example, the Catholics do not evangelize. We used to have Catholic sisters visiting us once in a while. Back then, we used to distribute flyers at the train station and on the street and putting the tracts into the mailbox of our neighbors. But the Catholic sisters never wanted to do it with us, saying that putting such tracts into their mailbox is like invading their residence without faith, and that is not respectful. I wonder if it was because of the Catholic teaching or something. We had Other Catholics came to our church too, but they were all the same. They did not want to evangelize, saying that we need to respect other people's faith. That's a twisted doctrine. The worst example is Mother Teresa. She said, even Hindu would be accepted by God, so no need to accept Christ even when death is near. That's nothing but hypocrisy. That's why I think that Catholicism is a mere gathering of hypocrites. Same thing is happening in America. The church is now saying that the society should not criticize the homosexual and the transsexual people, and hypocritical Christians are accepting that. And God is allowing it to happen so that He can see where our heart is. So in short, one of the false doctrines which will spread in end time is hypocrisy, which only has the look of correct teaching. The verse 3, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Regarding marriage, Paul also says it symbolizes and reserved for our Lord and His church. But towards the end time, some start forbidding to marry, which means for us not to be united with Christ. A good example is Jehovah's Witness. They consider Jesus a mere messenger, and they do not unite with Jesus, saying that honoring Jesus more than God is a sin, which is the doctrine of the devil. Another one is Roman Catholics. When Jesus was alive, He was the Lord. But since He's not here with us, the Pope replaces the Lord, and all people are to obey the Pope instead of the Lord. That is forbidding people to marry Christ. Regarding commanding to abstain from food, He's talking about the communion bread, which is the Word, and the wine, which is the Holy Spirit. The verse 4 says, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving." I believe that this teaching about the devil telling us not to eat this bread or not to drink that wine, in other words, the devil tells us not to read this part of the Bible and not to believe that verse of the Bible. This is exactly what is happening in the Christian community now, and one of the signs is not to take the Old Testament seriously. We all hear from the church that the Old Testament God is old God of judgment, and in the New Testament God is the one that gives us salvation. So I used to think that, and I used to think that I didn't have to spend much time with the Old Testament, since this is all about judgment. But it's like white rice and brown rice. When they refine the brown rice and they polish off the bran and scrape off all the nutrients, it loses the value. So when you read only the New Testament, it is like eating only white rice. People are changing the gospel itself too. The scholars are now saying that this was written by such and such in such time and is not as credible as the book of Mark, for example. Some are saying that Daniel was written a lot later time because his prophecy about the future occurrence was so accurate that they actually think that this was written around that time. So when you hear such opinions, you start losing faith in the Bible. And that's what it means by abstain from food. You know, there are some publications, I think all came from the United States, like Gospel According to Judah or like Da Vinci Code, saying that Jesus did not die and actually married to Mary Magdalene and even had children. Anyway, so as the verses say, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God has created to be received, thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. All the words are from God, and no word should be taken lightly or wasted. No book should be deleted. So if you go to some seminary, they make you question about this book and that book, and this is the teaching of the devil. But I choose this. I choose to go by this book, the Bible. So this week's seminar, we studied from Daniel chapter 8, and as the Bible says, no words were refused or wasted. I do believe the Christian community now is under the seducing spirit. It is not just a feeling, but I believe it. For we see that they are forbidding to marry Christ and refusing to eat the bread and then choosing to eat some other bread. That's the trend of modern Christianity. We, the remnant church, are against such trend, and if we get kicked out because we are not going along with the trend, we should be glad about it. The verse 5 and 6, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, here, these things is the doctrines of evil. That's why our remnant church is teaching and emphasizing about the false doctrine. If you choose to keep your mouth shut so that you will not be criticized, you will not be called a good minister of Jesus Christ. It says, nourished up in the words of faith and good doctrine. Yes, we need to hold on to the solid teaching. We are born into the end time even from the first day of our Christian life. So we are exposed to so many false doctrines in our Christian walk. But we need to speak up, and that makes a good minister. The verse 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. This is not to put down women, but as we read before, the marriage is between man and woman, and Christ and his church. So Christ is the man, and is unchangeable and faithful, and his woman is the church, which needs to strive to be close to him. But it does not mean, though, men in the world to have the Christ-like quality, but that is the foundation. When it comes to women, there are many verses about a young wife being faithful and devoted to her husband, but not many good things about old wife, which is the ailing church, calling her profane and old wives. So when the church grows old, it could become like a profane old wife who has lost her devotion to her husband. Look at Ecclesiastes 12. Remember now the Creator in the days of the youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in that day, which is the end time, when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. That is the reality of the ailing church. This is the prophecy of the church, and prophecy written in the Bible is always accurate. So the church becomes profane towards the end time, and start saying fables like old wife. So we are the profane old wife. So the churches in the end time will be filled with fables and made up stories, which is happening now, like Pope saying to people that there is no real hell, and hell is in our heart, and that's why we suffer, because God is love, and it is impossible for God to send people to hell. I don't know where in the Bible he got that from. This is nothing but a fable, a made-up story. The same thing with the Protestants who believe in being lifted up before the tribulation. So if we take a stand that the Bible is the only truth, and everything becomes very clear. But if you try to understand with human mind, you get confused. So hold on to the Word of God, which is the only way to have clear vision of the truth. Do not indulge yourself in the fables of the ailing church, which are many, unfortunately. But our church will hold on to the word of the Bible and will eliminate any fables which are not supported by the word of God.